I'm Kathy Dawes now, along with a couple of folks from Riley County Fish and Game. We have Pat Briggs, who's the exiting president of the group, and Spencer Toome, and he is the secretary and also the editor of the newsletter, I presume, of Riley County Fish and Game. And welcome both of you. And you have some exciting things going on. I don't know, Pat, if you want to lead off and kind of share with us.
Well, we have our annual swap meet coming up a week from tomorrow at Seco Park. It's always been a good turnout there. Anything outdoors you can bring, buy or sell. And then March 4th is our annual fundraiser at Seco Park. And that's where we make most of our money, raise for the things we do.
And so very crucial, of course. And I know, Spencer, it's something you're kind of known for. I mean, remind us what it's all about, what somebody can expect.
Well, the club is a family-oriented club that's been around since the 1930s. It's one of those general sportsman's clubs. It's not species-specific like Ducks Unlimited or Pheasants Forever or the National Wild Turkey Federation. We're generalists, and we usually focus on youth and also women. We've supplied instructors for the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program that the KDPT does, and we've also are involved in the local hunter education class here, and also fishing tournaments and a disabled and youth deer hunt in the early part of the deer season in September.
You know, Pat, I always forget all the different things you do, and you really do have a presence, and I'm sure as president, exiting president, you're probably well aware of that, but a lot of work involved in some of the different things you do.
Well, I became involved in the mid-70s, and over the years, Riley County Fish and Game has been instrumental in so many things, like the elk out at Fort Riley. They were involved in helping those get established, and then the dock out at Annenberg Park was erected by the Fish and Game Association, and we've always had just lots of projects. We donate a lot of money or sponsor or scholarships for Women on Target. Like, we developed a shooting range up north. It's been a few years ago, and that's turned into its own separate deal now, and that's very popular. So we're always looking to help other people too that think they need help with some project. And non-game species, we're not particular. We want to protect, keep the public lands available for everybody to use, and they're just involved in a lot of things.
And back to Spencer, maybe back to your upcoming event and some of the things that you're planning that way. Anything else we want to kind of highlight about that?
Well, the swap meet's always a good, fun thing. It's usually well attended, and you can find somebody else's cast off might be your treasure, and so it's a good time. I even go there and try to sell my turkey calls that I make. So it's a good fun gathering. It only lasts for 4 hours, and it's fun.
And let's again highlight the wins and the wares and all that. If someone just now tuning in,
it's next weekend, next Saturday, at Potter's Hall, and it starts at 8 a.m. and vendors can come in and set up at 7:15, and it's over at noon there.
So we're talking February 11th?
11th, yes. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And, Pat, if someone were to come to this, just maybe describe to us what they're going to see and the kind of experience they'll have.
I've seen people drag things in there, that boats in the parking lots, to clothing, to guns, to fishing equipment, to anything outdoors. We aren't particular, and it's a mixed crowd. There's everybody. They come from all around. So I've had people calling from Great Bend to everywhere saying, hey, when's this deal? There's a lot of people come, Topeka. It's a pretty good turnout.
Any particular items that tend to be real popular at this?
It just
varies.
Everything that I probably ought to be getting rid of, I suppose. But no, it's just outdoor equipment. It's nothing, no particulars there. So,
do you have to be part of Riley County Fish and Game to take part?
No, it's $1 to get in, $10 for a table. You don't have to be a member. It's open to the public, so no problems there. So.
And what about donations of items and how that all works?
Well, that's one of our, a lot of people donate stuff to go towards the association for our membership, to support our what we always do, and that's also the big deal at March 4th at our fundraiser. It's a dinner at 5:30 at Seco Park, And it's you need to buy a ticket to get, but we have a real nice meal, and there's silent auction, there's a live auction, there's raffles, and lots of youth donation. Like every kid leaves with something, you know, so fishing, hunting, whatever. That's a good turnout, too. Oh, that's on March 4th.
In fact, I think, Spencer, years ago I went to one of those. I vaguely remember going to one of those, and it is a lot of fun. It truly is. I think it was the dinner, the fundraiser I think I went to.
It used to be a wild game feed, but those are no longer allowable at Potter Falls. So, you might see somebody feeding possum and raccoon and beaver.
Yeah, I remember something along that line, yes.
It was a lot of fun, but we can't do that now.
Okay. But it does still sound like a credible amount of fun. And I know, Pat, as you were mentioning membership and such, I'm guessing you're probably always looking for members. What's
sure.
it take to be a member of
well,
Riley County Fish and Game?
Well, we have a website, rileycountyfishandgame.org. Has all the contacts, or if you want to become a member, we meet the first Thursday of the month at Green Valley Community Center at 7:30, except for in July and August. We take those 2 months off, and there's always a program. We've been having real good programs lately. So, or you can contact, you know, I can give my phone number out if they want to call me with particulars. 313-1077 if you have questions or want to get tickets to any of these events. Vern Gannon, I just wanted to say he always volunteered his time to do the auction out there. So he's real organized and he's good to have around. He does us a good job. So.
Well, you mentioned programs have been real. I mean, I want to become a member. I'm curious about the different topics and things you get into.
Well, we've done everything from roadside cleanups to back in the 60s, they put a well in out at State Lake Number 2. You know, there's just a lot of things that we don't get hurt and you never hear about that we've done. Shooting Sports Foundations, 4-H, we're real active in that, Boy Scouts.
I think one of the most important things that we did back in the early days was to actually get a decent rifle range. It was substandard, and it was below Pottawatomie State Lake Number 2 out here. And now we... because of that, and because it was inadequate, we ended up partnering with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and have the Fancy Creek Range, and that's got a spinoff group out of us, out of our club. But we started the ball rolling on that.
I remember I was here early enough to when that first got going. That was a real interesting when that got going.
Yeah,
too.
I talked to you.
I remember.
It's been like 10 or 12 years old. That thing is. Become its own deal. It's really taken off. Mm-hmm.
There's another thing that we do, I think, that's very interesting, and that's we have fishing campouts. We have one for white bass and crappie, and we have them at one of the local reservoirs. And if somebody doesn't have a boat and just wants to go fishing, if they're a member, there'll be a place in a boat for them. And the club really becomes a bit more diverse because of that, because people meet other people that are in the club that way.
And Spencer, while you're on the microphone, it just sounds like there's so many fun things going on, but yet, as we mentioned at the very beginning, a lot of what the fundraiser, the money goes to other things. And mm-hmm. let's again emphasize that, because that's kind of what you're all about, too.
One thing that I'm particularly proud of is the fact that over the last 3 years, we've had a line item in our budget for building fish attracting habitat for local waters. And we've spent $3,000 a year for 3 years on the materials, and the rest of it is volunteer labor and some donated material, but donated boat time to sink those things. So, and they really work. They put fish habitat in one day, and the next afternoon there were fish caught out of those artificial trees.
Pretty impressive.
We also own a cabin up on the lake, the old Girl Scout house. It's on 60-some acres we leased from the Corps of Engineers, and it's available to anybody if they want to rent it for the weekend. We have weddings, reunions, campouts. It's a real nice facility. Probably 75 people could dine out on the... So it's something available to anybody, too.
We only have about a minute left. You'll both need headphones, though. We do have a phone call. And welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Yeah, I was just curious on your fish structures. How does the general public know where those have been placed in the waterway so they're able to be fished? Thank you.
Where? How do people know where to go to fish, where you put those things? And it looks like probably Spencer will be the one to answer that.
Well, we've got those on GPS, we've shared that with the fisheries biologist for the area. And come get in a boat with one of us, and somebody that really knows them can show you where they are. But they're easy to see with a depth finder. You need to know the general area where to look, but they show up like a Roman candle almost on a depth finder.
Real quickly before we wrap up, a couple events we're promoting today, Pat. We're talking about February 11th and March 4th, right?
The swap meet on the 11th and our annual fundraiser on the 4th of March.
Well, thank